Joshua tonight. The book of Joshua, chapter 10. Joshua, chapter 10. And we're going to start reading in verse number 5. The 10th chapter of the book of Joshua, and verse 5. It says, "Therefore, the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon, gathered themselves together and went up, and they all and all their host and encamped before Gibeon and made war against it. And the men of Gibeon sent unto Joshua to the camp to Gilgal, saying, Slack not thy hand from thy servants. Come up to us quickly and save us and help us. For all the kings of the Amorites that dwell in the mountains are gathered together against us. So Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear them not, for I have delivered them into thine hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. Joshua therefore came unto them suddenly, and went up from Gilgal all night. And the Lord discomfited them before Israel, and slew them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, and chased them along the way that goeth up to Beth Horon, and smote them to Azekah and unto Makkah. And it came to pass, as they fled from before Israel, and were in the going down to Beth Horon, that the Lord cast down great stones from heaven upon them unto Azekah, and they died. They were more which died with hailstones than they whom the children of Israel slew with the sword. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Son, standst thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajon? And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Asher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a day. There was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel." Wow. What an amazing miracle. It's kind of tucked away there in the 10th chapter of the book of Joshua. Well, let's just talk a few minutes about Joshua. First of all, we know that Joshua was born in Egypt. He was born a slave. He witnessed the deliverance of his people from slavery. He witnessed God delivering his people. He witnessed the Red Sea opening. He witnessed God closing the water back on Pharaoh's army. He witnessed God bringing sweet water where it was bitter water. One miracle, and actually one miracle after another, he supernaturally provided. The hand of the Lord was with Israel, and Joshua witnessed it all. He saw the fire, the pillar of fire by night that was leading them. He saw the pillar that was a cloud leading them by daytime. He witnessed the presence and the power of God bringing them all these wonderful victories, bringing them all the way up to the border of the promised land. And then trouble. Then trouble. Because all of those other spies besides Joshua and Caleb came back with an evil report, a report of unbelief. And all of Israel, their hearts melt within them. They saw themselves, the Bible says, as grasshoppers. And they didn't see that there was any possible way that they could go in. But Joshua and Caleb spoke to the people that day. Joshua's faith never wavered. He had witnessed the hand of God, the power of God. It never wavered. And he said, this is Numbers chapter 14. He spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it unto us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones. Unbelief. Didn't believe Joshua. Didn't believe Caleb. And that turned the entire group, the entire nation of Israel, back into the wilderness. And for the next 40 years, they're going in circles in the wilderness. Now, the Lord is helping them. He's providing for them, even through that wilderness experience. But that entire generation died in the wilderness. And the next generation, then, is the next generation that comes up to the promised land. And Joshua, Moses has died, and Joshua is their new leader to take them in to the promised land. You know, fear and unbelief will rob you. Fear and unbelief will take away from you the blessing of the Lord and the hope that comes from God's word. It sent them, and I feel sorry for Joshua and Caleb because they believed God. They knew that God could defeat their enemies. They said, God is with us, and they don't have any defense. There's no way that they could win. But all of that unbelief sent the children of Israel back into the desert, back into the wilderness for 40 years. You would think that Joshua and Caleb would have gotten bitter and given up hope, seeing that whole generation dying out in the wilderness. But it doesn't seem like that there is even one bit of their faith that is weakened by the experience. Somehow they got a hold of the promise of God and they would not give up on it. And that's what the people of God need to be doing. Amen. We need to believe the word of God. We need to believe that God can do the impossible. Amen. Whatever that it is, unbelief will destroy you. It will rob you. It will take away so many wonderful blessings that God has for you. Hebrews 3 and 12 says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. Remember, that spirit of unbelief doesn't come from God. It is an evil mindset that comes from the enemy of your soul that tries to convince you that there's no hope in your situation. There's no way that God can turn it around. There's no way that God can save that lost person that is so hardened toward the things of God. There's no way, whatever your impossible situation seems to be, the enemy wants to convince you that there is no hope. Joshua endured the wilderness. He endured all the faithlessness of his people. It never affected his spirit. It never affected. You hang around with thousands and millions of people in unbelief, all of them dying along the way, you'd think it would affect their faith. Caleb is old, and when they go into the promised land and he sees those mountains that are full of giants, he said, we are more than able. Amen. He still believed that God was going to give him those mountains and he was going to defeat the enemies. Joshua believed the promises of God. When he becomes the leader, Joshua chapter 1, here's what God says to him. Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread, that have I given unto you, just as I spoke to Moses.
from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. He outlined the map of the promised land. This belongs to Israel. I've promised it to your forefathers. And Joshua, today I'm just reaffirming that I am a God that keeps my word. Amen. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. For unto this people, rather be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance of the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Amen. That was the promise of God given to Abraham, given to Isaac, given to Jacob, and now all these generations later, now given to Moses and reaffirmed now to Joshua as he's getting ready to go into the promised land. God is a God that keeps his word. You can live your life standing on the promises of God and you will not regret it. It's the truth. It's the only thing that's firm and dependable in our shaky world that we live in right now. The promises of God are true, and God can do the impossible. He goes in, and Joshua is leading them in. They take Jericho. They have a failure at Ai, but then later they go in and take Ai, and they move on and in to the promised land little by little. Everywhere they go, they're experiencing one victory after another as they take possession of the promised land until they get to Joshua chapter 10, the text that we read. Because there's this coalition of kings of the Amorites that say, okay, let's all bind together and let's stop the progress of Israel and Joshua. Let's stop it. And that's what it says in verse 5, that they all just unite together and say, we're gonna stop the progress that they are making, and we're going to defeat them, and we're going to destroy them. But the Bible says that God was faithful, and he reaffirms to Joshua that he's going to be with him. Verse 8, fear them not, for I have delivered them into your hand. There shall not a man of them stand before thee. Didn't make any difference if they were outnumbered or, you know, better equipped, better armed, better trained. Made no difference. The Lord said, don't be afraid of them. Not one of these men is going to be able to stand against you. Believe the promise of God. Amen. So Joshua moved. The Bible, it says he moves suddenly. Instead of waiting for them to attack him, he says, okay, God says we're going to be able to do this. And so he moves forward to attack them. Amen. And God begins to work. Something about taking God at his word and believing it. Moving forward in faith and just doing what God's word says. And that's what Joshua is doing. He just said, this is what the Lord said. He said he's going to be with us. He's going to strengthen us. He's going to destroy every one of our enemies. So let's go do it. Let's move forward and let's see God bring the deliverance. The Bible says that the Lord discomfited them. It really, the word there in the Hebrew means that he created a loud noise, like a roaring noise that confused them. Don't really know for sure what it is. We just know that God confused those enemies of Israel and put them to running. Fearful. Let me tell you, the Bible says, if you resist the enemy, he will flee from you. If you put up a resistance to the lies of the enemy and you believe God's word, Satan will run from you. Amen. We need to believe that tonight. The Lord discomfited, verse 10, the Lord discomfited them before Israel and slew them with a great slaughter. And then he rained down out of heaven hailstones upon the rest of them and was killing them, their enemies, with these large hailstones out of heaven. I'm telling you now, Joshua is feeling really, really great. The Lord is fighting the battle for him. The Lord is giving him a great victory. And he remembers the promise. He remembers the promise that not one of them is going to be left standing. And they're all running for their hiding places. And the sun is going down. It's getting dark. And he must have just decided, well, it's going to get dark and they're all going to have hiding places. And so I need some more daylight so that we can get this job completed of completely destroying our enemy. And so I'm telling you, Joshua is feeling full of faith. He's so full of faith and so confident that he just says, "Sun, stand still." The text that I read to you says, nothing like this has ever happened before or since, that the sun stood still. This was an amazing miracle that was impossible, but God gave him the daylight that he needed to finish the job and to destroy utterly and completely his enemy. Amen. Well, there's a lot of lessons in that story, but it's really important for us to believe God for impossible things. Things in your life that are impossible. You don't know what to do. You don't know how to change it. You don't know what the answer is. It doesn't seem that there's any way that it can be changed or that their life can be turned around. It seems impossible. It might be that wayward loved one that you've prayed for and prayed for and prayed for, and you wonder, Lord, is there ever going to be a change? But we need to believe God for the impossible. Amen. We need to believe God for the impossible. I have to tell you that about a month ago, if you would have said, David Zacco is going to be in the altars praying, and there's going to be several services where he's going to be seeking the Lord, and he's going to receive the Holy Ghost, and the Lord's going to do some mighty things in David, I would have probably sat back and said, are you sure that's going to happen? But God delights in doing things that we can't even imagine, in ways that we cannot even imagine. And part of the problem is that we don't even ask him to do the impossible. Joshua was so full of faith and so confident. You think he was full of faith when he was on the border of the promised land. Now with this coalition of kings and their armies all being defeated before his eyes, I'm telling you, he's feeling it. He is feeling really confident. Confident enough that he just points at the sun and says, "Sun, stand still." That was an impossibility, but it happened. It happened. It had never happened before. It's never happened since. It says, by the voice of a man. A voice of a man. He spoke the word, and God set everything that normally is in motion and rotation. He stopped it all and gave Joshua the daylight that he needed to finish the task. Praise God. So what about you? What about you and your impossible situation that you are in? Amen. You need to ask the Lord to fill your heart with a greater faith than you have ever had before. And believe God for impossible things. Miracles. Healings. Deliverances that only God can bring. Spiritual breakthroughs in the lives of people when people are hardened and resistant to the gospel and to the truth, that God can soften the hardest hearts. Amen. It's a supernatural miracle when he does it, but we need to believe him. We need to ask him to do just that. I don't know what you're up against. Your loved ones may be far away from God. You may be up against other kinds of trials, sicknesses, and I don't know. Maybe it's in the area of your finances. It's in other areas, maybe in your home, relationships, whatever that it might be. It may seem big and impossible, but God wants us to believe him for the impossible. Amen. We're right now living in a really dark time in America. And it seems like, wow, my lifetime I've never seen things slipping into such darkness and wickedness such as we are in our country right now. Is it possible that God could turn this thing around? Only He can do that. But He can do that. Amen. God can move in the darkest of situation. God can move in an outpouring of revival in a nation that is so far away from God. And He can awaken the hearts of people and stir churches across this country to seek the Lord and to believe God for revival. So whatever it is you're up against, maybe you're just struggling with faith and standing strong for God. I don't know what you're dealing with, but if Joshua can muster the faith to command the sun to stand still, then I believe that our prayers of faith can mean something. It can mean something. It can make a difference. We serve a God who can move in impossible situations. Amen. Amen. Luke chapter 1, when the revelation came, the appearance of the angel came to Mary, and she is like, how can this be? How can this be? All you're telling me about a Christ child and about a Messiah, how can this be? And the angel said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. With God, nothing is impossible. We need to get a hold of that tonight. We need to believe God's word. If Joshua held on to faith for 40 years, through all of that wilderness, hopelessness, of that dry, barren desert, and I believe that the Lord can help you and me to get a hold of faith and confidence in God and believe Him to move in impossible situations. Remember the man that brought his son that was afflicted by demonic forces. His disciples couldn't seem to help him. And Jesus rebuked them and said, you're little in your faith, small in your faith. And then Jesus said to the father, how long has he been like this? And he said, since he was born, all of his life, he's been afflicted by this demonic force controlling his life, sometime throwing him into the water, throwing him into the fire, trying to destroy his life. And Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Amen. That young boy was set free from that demon force that day. If you can believe, if you can put your confidence and your faith in God, whatever your big situation is, amen, I believe that the Lord can help us to believe Him for some impossible things. Sometimes we just don't experience that because we think of it that way. Oh, it's just so big. It's so overwhelming. This is such an impossible, hard circumstance. But we need to believe God for the impossible. Amen. Just as He's worked in the last few weeks in some of our services and lives are being affected and changed, I want you to believe God with me tonight. Believe God to move in your impossible situation, my impossible situation. Let's agree together and believe that God is going to change circumstances, change the hearts of people, and move in all of these circumstances. If He can give Joshua such amazing victory, I believe He can do just that for you and for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's take God at His word, and let's believe Him for the impossible. Praise God. Let's stand. Father, thank You for the promise of Your word. Thank You, Lord, that we can lay hold, Lord, of this truth. Lord, that our faith can be strong and stronger than it's ever been. A confidence, Lord, that You're working even in our hardest of circumstance. Lord, You can move. And we're asking You, Lord, increase our faith. Help our unbelief, Lord. Help us, Lord, to believe Your word and to step forward with confidence that You are going to save and deliver and heal and work in the impossible things that we are up against. In Jesus' name, move for everyone, Lord, in this service that lifted up their hands and they have friends and loved ones, Lord, that are away from you. Lord, you can work in their life, and I believe that you already are speaking to them, and we commit them to you, and we're believing you, God, to show yourself strong in all of our needs. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Can we just praise him?